Blog Talk Radio.
If I wasn't there when he called, he got mad.
She was always telling me how to dress.
Every time it was like, is he hitting on you?
She kept telling people I was cheating on him.
I didn't want to lose him.
Man, was she jealous.
It was like I couldn't go anywhere without him.
She didn't want me to see my friends.
He cares about me so much. I guess that's why he hit me.
Dating abuse can take many forms. Some so subtle, your teenager may not even know it's happening. That's why parents need to know what dating abuse is and how it can start. How you can spot the signs and, most important, how you can help prevent it. So talk to your teen today. Help them understand how dating abuse can happen and teach them to choose respect in all their relationships and to expect no less when they're dating. To learn more about the warning signs of dating abuse, go to ChooseRespect.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Respect.
Give it. Get it.
Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keeve. I know it's not Saturday, it's Sunday, but I thought this was an important guest to have on the show today. I want to let you know you can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keeve, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keeve. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I want to say thank you to all the listeners for your support, past 700,000 downloads of the podcast. Like, wow, could not have done that without your support. I hope you have enjoyed the shows and share them with friends and family. Again, I just want to say thank you for that. Well, this morning I have a special guest. We're going to be celebrating an anniversary of sorts. Her name is Rosalind Y. Rogers Collins, and she's the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Metropolitan New Jersey in Newark. Good morning, Ms. Rogers.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Thank you for inviting me to be here today.
Oh, thank you for what you do. I mean, you are over 20,000, your area serves more than 20,000 men, women, and adolescents. So you have a huge job. You have a lot of heavy burden, so to speak.
We do have our challenges, but we are very, very proud of the services that we provide for the communities. We've been in the Newark metropolitan area for 85 years now. We're really happy about that.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of Planned Parenthood, I guess in general, but you know, focusing on your area. We talked earlier about some interesting facts. Why don't you share some of those facts with the audience?
Well, the organization was founded, the national organization is celebrating actually 97 years, and it'll be 100 years old in 3 years. And it was founded by Margaret Sanger. And Margaret Sanger was a nurse who was very, very concerned about some of the women that she encountered in Brooklyn that were not able to do anything about being pregnant, and the pregnancies was actually killing a lot of the women. They would have repeat pregnancies, and they would be impacted by that. Certainly, a lot of them were not able to afford the families that they were having, and Margaret Sanger discovered a product that was available, and she made that product available, and that was the diaphragm. So that was the early start of Planned Parenthood. Our affiliate was actually is one of the oldest in the country, and some women who were in the Short Hills area, Short Hills, New Jersey, got together with Margaret Sanger and found ways to raise money so that we were able to open our first they were able to open the first health center serving the Newark area about 85 years ago.
So now what types of services did they provide 85 years ago to the women? Was it purely just birth control, or what other services did they provide?
It was services, birth control services. And as we were discussing, the criteria for receiving services for these women, they had to be married, and they had to have already had 5 children or more in order to qualify for the services.
So that's
and that was
really amazing.
Planned Parenthood, yes.
I mean, five kids nowadays, if you told somebody, well, you can't even get any service until you have five kids, I mean, people nowadays are looked down upon, I'd say people, women are looked down upon if you have five children and you're single. People sometimes assume they could be by five different men. Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. I had a good friend, I remember, she had four kids. They were all by the same man, but people just somehow have these preconceived notions of women and maternity and who they are. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that people put on women. But let's talk about present-day services, some of the things that I thought were interesting, that you serve a lot of men today at Planned Parenthood. A lot of people may not be aware of that.
Yes, we have expanded our services to include men. We are really trying to remain relevant in the communities that we serve, and we are able to provide men with STD testing and HIV testing. Originally, if their partners tested positive, the partners could bring them in and they would get treatment and services that way. And we decided that we needed to expand the services so that now men can come in, walk in, and get tested. Men made up 10% of our services in 2012. So we saw over 2,000 men. So that's a growing area.
Now, people also may not realize you give pap smears and additional other services. It's not just about contraceptive anymore and breast exams. Talk a little bit about the other services that are provided. Oh, I think we might have lost her. Did she drop off, Ms. Rogers? Okay, she dropped off. But one of the things I want to mention, as she said, they served more than 2,000 men in this past year. A lot of people may not be aware of that men can go to Planned Parenthood. They've also provided in 2011, they provided over 11,000 breast exams were performed there. You know, many people nowadays still don't have health insurance. Many people do not have health insurance, and they need these services. They also provided tests to help determine whether a person had a cervical cancer, more than close to 120 colposcopies. That was a tough word. Say that a couple times. And they also provided cryosurgeries. So there's a lot of services, screenings for HIV. I mean, that's a huge issue. Give me a call, 646-929-0368. Tell me about your perception of Planned Parenthood, or if you've had any dealings with Planned Parenthood, whether you received services from them or maybe you know someone who did. Give me a call and let me know your thoughts about that. I remember going to Planned Parenthood at 13th and I think it's Locust in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And they had a huge library. I had to do some research. I think it was for school. And I was really nervous. I had to go in there. But I remember going in the library, and they had a lot of information about, you know, reproductive health and all kinds of things that I was like, wow, you know, right out here in the open, so to speak. We don't talk about sexuality or human body a lot of times unless it's ailing. So it's important to get the correct information. I think Planned Parenthood is doing a lot of wonderful things. I know they've been in the news recently. I think this is Ms. Rogers again.
Yes.
Good morning. Hi, I think we got disconnected a little bit.
Yes.
That's okay. You're back now. I was just letting them know about some of the other services like pap smears, breast exams. I told them, like, in 2011, based on your report, over 11,000 breast exams were done. And also I was telling you about experience I had when I first went into a Planned Parenthood. We had one here at 13th and Locust in Philadelphia, and about their library that they had, but it was a wonderful resource. Do you guys have libraries in each of your centers in the New Jersey area there? Or?
Unfortunately, we don't have the funds to maintain a library, so currently we don't have an active library. Certainly there's a lot of information that is accessible on the Internet, and we certainly encourage education. Our affiliate has a wonderful education program called the Family Life Institute, and the staff of the Family Life Institute goes out into the communities. We go into schools, community-based and faith-based organizations, and we provide services to teens and their parents regarding issues around sexuality, safer sex. We talk about abstinence. We talk about healthy decision making. And that program is a very, very popular program. And we know that prevention
is
key.
Is that the Living Room Talks?
The Living Room Talks, that's a part of the Family Life Institute. In the Living Room Talks, families can actually engage us to come into their homes. Often you hear in the media people talking about sex education should be taught by the parents. And that while that is very, very true, many times the parents don't have the skills themselves to even engage the their teens regarding this conversation. And what we do, we will go into the home because that's a safe environment. The parents give us an opportunity to share. They select the agenda, and we go through a process where we have a session with the children, we have a session with the parents, and then we bring them together. And hopefully that starts a dialogue where the topic has been introduced, the children or teens as well as the parents have been given tools to engage and almost permission to start to have these conversations. And that's been a very, very successful program.
It's really difficult. I'm a parent, and I have a daughter. Thankfully, see, my parents are pretty open with me. They gave me a little book when I was very young, and it showed, like, the chicken and the dog and then the humans. And, you know, I gave her the same book. My brother read the same book. And then I remember there was a book called Our Bodies, Ourselves. I think it was the that my mom, like, you know, basically gave me that book. And the funny thing is my dad talked to me about contraception.
Mm-hmm.
Not my mom, my dad did.
Mm-hmm.
So that
well, you're
was,
very,
like,
very
really
fortunate.
Awful.
You're
yeah.
very fortunate because a lot of young people don't have the don't have parents who are able to talk to them about that. I, in addition to my work with Planned Parenthood, I also teach human sexuality at area universities, and I've been doing that for the past 17 years. And I, on the first night of class, I always ask students how many students have how many parents have talked to the students about sex, and it's always less than half. And this is 2013, and parents are still not able to have the conversation. So when the subject matter gets comes up for these young people, they're getting their information either from the internet, from friends, from television, everywhere except where it should come from. You know, school systems, parents. Sources that have the correct information.
Yeah, it's one of the things, though, also that I talk to my daughter about is that it, forget about the physical, because now they're teaching the physical aspects of sex in school, but the emotional aspect I think is also important, and that it's sometimes not between your legs, but what's happening between, you know, in your between your two ears and the hormones. So that's something, that conversation that parents also need to have with the child, not just
and,
the mechanics. You know?
Right, and that happens in our discussions around healthy decision-making and values clarification. So we handle the broad range of subject matter regarding this.
I want to bring up, this is a sensitive topic, the issue of abortion. I know a lot of people associate Planned Parenthood and abortion. That's all they think, Planned Parenthood and abortion. So that's why I wanted to highlight some of the other services that you do offer. But I do want to talk about this issue of abortion. Recently, President Obama spoke to a Planned Parenthood, a group of Planned Parenthood members, and, you know, he was talking about the resistance he's having across the country. North Dakota, Mississippi were some places that he mentioned. North Dakota supposedly just enacted a law banning abortion when a heartbeat can be detected, which is as early as 6 weeks in pregnancy. And then in Mississippi, they are trying to, you know, ban all abortions. What is Planned Parenthood's stance on how are they handling this? Because you guys get bombed, you get threats, people are stalked. How do you prepare your staff to deal with this resistance in the community?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I was honored to be in that audience when President Obama addressed us on Friday morning. The first time a sitting president has come to a Planned Parenthood gathering to address us, and we were very, very pleased and proud that he did that. First of all, a decision that a woman has to make regarding any health care issues that she has is her own decision, and the government should not be involved in that. It's a decision that she should make in conjunction with her physician, her family, and her faith. It's not should not be a governmental issue. Certainly, only 3% of the services that Planned Parenthood around the country provide have anything to do with abortion services. 97% of the services that we provide nationally are preventative services. And when I talk about that, there are 3 million women, men, and teens that receive services from 74 affiliates across the country, and those 74 affiliates have almost 800 health centers. So we're talking about a lot more preventative services than we are talking about abortion services.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of training staff, Planned Parenthood staff all around the country understand the importance of the work that we do. They understand the that abortion is used when a woman has made that decision to do so. And once again, whatever services that we're providing are provided confidentially. There's no judgment. It's a medical health center, and people come to us for medical services. Certainly our staff gets training in terms of how to deal with those issues regarding safety and security, as well as they get training about how to ensure that the blood pressure is taken appropriately and the correct medications are distributed. So that's
somebody,
a part of the work that we do.
Somebody was recently telling me, well, not recently, actually last year, there was stories going around the Internet that Planned Parenthood at certain locations historically were purposely killing black babies, enticing young black women to come to the centers so that they could abort their babies, in essence killing off black people. Are you aware of these talks?
Unfortunately, there are people and their sole existence seems to be to make Planned Parenthood look bad. Once again, the services that we provide are services that we feel are essential services for women to be able to access. Black women, white women, Hispanic women, young women, old women.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a really, like I said earlier in the show, starting out, you have a huge burden of leading the charge for this organization with a lot of controversy swirling around. So I really wanted to highlight some of the things that you offer that people are not aware of, services to men, the other services, breast health, pap smears. All these things are so important. And I mentioned that many people still do not have health insurance, and they need these services. I've done shows on breast cancer, on cervical cancer, on ovarian cancer, on, you know, HPV issues, and people don't know where to go or they can't afford it. So, you know, that's why it's important, I think, for organizations for like Planned Parenthood to continue to be around. As you mentioned, only 3% of your services are connected to abortions, so people need to see the bigger picture. Let's talk about your anniversary. You guys are having an anniversary, 85 years. You have been around. What are some of the things that you're doing on May 2nd, this coming week?
May 2nd, we are having a media event, and we are inviting the media and some local politicians, some of our donors. Planned Parenthood is really supported. We do get some federal funding. We accept Medicaid, but we often have to rely on the support of our donors who have come in and made donations to us so that we can provide the services that you are speaking about. Almost 90% of our clients are 150% below the poverty level. So many of them come to us, and we are their primary health care provider. So most of the women and men who come to us, they don't see another doctor during the course of a year. So they're able to come to us, and we provide the services that they need. We provide the services on a sliding fee scale, depending upon where they are on that sliding fee scale. Some people are able to access our services for either no pay or very little pay. So we are very, very proud of the fact that we've had donors who contributed to the organization for so long. So on May 2nd, we will be announcing the 85th anniversary. That will be followed by a week of open houses. We have 6 health centers in Essex and Passaic counties, and okay. We're going to have each of the 6 health centers open their doors one day during that next week to have the community members who are interested in either coming in to access our services or coming in to see what we do or maybe get involved. We often solicit donors, volunteers, and advocates to speak up on our behalf. So we will be doing that. And then we're also collecting.
Now, where can they find out? Where can they? Can they? I wanted to give them the number. Should I give them the 1-800 number so that they wanted to find out?
No, they can. If they want more information regarding our open house, they should dial 973-622-3900.
Okay. 973-622-3900,
and they should speak with Jane Salusak, and she's at extension 1208.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity because people may not be aware of what services you offer and what's going on in that center over there, you know, that Planned Parenthood, you know, the big, you know, with evil horns, Planned Parenthood Center.
Yes.
So I think the open house is a good chance, you know, for people to go. If you are interested or you don't know actually what Planned Parenthood, you've never been in there, you know, people might feel weird because they're like, Planned Parenthood, again, equals, you know, abortion, but again, they offer other things. You should go in, find out what they're doing at that place down the street. And then that way you can educate your friends and family, like, hey, this is what Planned Parenthood is doing. I went there. I saw things. You know, I talked to people. Here's some pamphlets or whatever, you know, just so that you can actually educate yourself instead of believing other people, the news, propaganda, so on and so forth. Educate yourself, I think, is important. So I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing the history of the organization and talking about the services. Again, could you just repeat that number if they want to find out more about the open house?
It's 973-622-3900, and the extension is 1208.
Awesome, awesome. So, well, thank you so much, Ms. Rogers, for coming on. I hope you have a beautiful Sunday today.
Okay, and if I may add, we will also have a special event in October. It will be at the Newark Museum on October the 17th, our Big People Who Make a Difference gala. And you can find more information about that on our website at www.ppmnj.org.
And you guys are also on Twitter, PP Metro NJ on Twitter, so you can follow them and get some updates there, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Okay, thank you, Joy. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with the CEO, President of Planned Parenthood of Metropolitan New Jersey, Rosalind Y. Rogers Collins. She has a heavy burden, but she's leading the charge. They have served more than 20,000 men, women, and adolescents in their area. And you can find out more about them. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. You can call the number she mentioned to learn about the open house. This is their 85th anniversary of the organization that started 85 years ago, and they're still going strong. So please take a moment to go to the open house if you're in that area and just learn more about what they're doing, just so that you don't believe hearsay. I always think it's important to educate yourself about things first instead of listening to other individuals. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow, I have a wonderful guest coming up Wednesday, May 1st, actress Regina Taylor. You probably saw her in I'll Fly Away. She's in the show The Unit, and she also is a wonderful theatrical actress. So please tune in. That's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. The call-in number, 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. I also encourage you to follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys, or become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I do a lot of giveaways. The other day I just gave a $25 Home Depot card. I give away Starbucks cards. I give away movie tickets. I give away books. So I encourage you to follow or become a fan so that you could win something. You guys have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you so much.
If I wasn't there when he called, he got mad.
She was always telling me how to dress.
Every time it was like, is he hitting on you?
She kept telling people I was cheating on him.
I didn't want to lose him.
Man, was she jealous.
It was like I couldn't go anywhere without him.
She didn't want me to see my friends.
He cares about me so much. I guess that's why he hit me.
Dating abuse can take many forms. Some so subtle, your teenager may not even know it's happening. That's why parents need to know what dating abuse is and how it can start, how you can spot the signs, and most important, how you can help prevent it. So talk to your teen today. Help them understand how dating abuse can happen and teach them to choose respect in all their relationships and to expect no less when they're dating. To learn more about the warning signs of dating abuse, go to ChooseRespect.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Respect.
Give it. Get it.